From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Afternoon Edition.
And right now in the Afternoon Edition, a major traffic alert this St. Patrick's Day weekend. If you're heading out, heads up, a section of southbound 680 is set to shut down tonight. It will close from the 580 connector to Koopman Road in the Pleasanton area. Crews will replace pavement that's falling apart. That starts at 9 tonight. It's expected to reopen on Monday morning. Other top story at noon, a new tool to keep streets safe in San Francisco. Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Yamamoto. 33 new speed cameras will go up early next year at some of the city's most high-risk areas. SFMTA announced they plan to install these new speed cameras. Here's a map at some of the locations. They include areas in North Beach, Van Ness, and SoMa. Officials say these cameras will help curb speeding, traffic crashes, injuries, and deaths. Drivers caught speeding will get a ticket, but it's still unclear how much those fines will cost. The cameras are part of a statewide safety pilot program. Oakland and San Jose will also install speed cameras. Also in San Francisco, a new crackdown at Civic Center's UN Plaza. During the day, you might see a family or a group of skaters strolling through, but at night, police say it's a much different story. Police gave us this video showing what illegal vendors are hawking at UN Plaza. Everything from cell phone cases, baseball cards, to bags of candy and nasal spray. Officers are working with Public Works and Public Health to give out citations and impound what vendors are selling.
We are going to have to give you a citation for $250 and impound all of your items that you don't have proof of purchase for. All right, so it is illegal in the city of San Francisco to be vending without a permit. Were you aware of that?
Police say they started doing more nighttime patrols around the UN Plaza last month and have plans to keep going. Well, the man accused of killing tech executive Bob Lee is due back in court today. Nima Momeni is facing a judge who will decide whether to keep his trial in San Francisco. Momeni's defense argues that holding the trial in the city would be unfair because Lee was well known here. Well, today, attorneys will also learn how long it may take to get evidence off of Lee's newly released phone. The judge overseeing the Georgia election interference case against former President Donald Trump and his allies ruled that District Attorney Fannie Willis may stay on the case, but as Natalie Brand explains, only if she removes the special prosecutor she had a romantic relationship with.
Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee says he's giving the state of Georgia two options in its criminal case against former President Donald Trump and co-defendants. He says DA Fannie Willis may choose to step aside along with her office, or Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade can withdraw.
This is all about ensuring that when we look at this case, and we look at how and when it proceeds to trial, that we feel confident in the process.
In a 23-page decision, Judge McAfee wrote, reasonable questions about whether the district attorney and her hand-selected lead special assistant district attorney testified untruthfully about the timing of their relationship further underpin the finding of an appearance of impropriety and the need to make proportional efforts to cure it.
It's saying, I will not preside over a case where the legitimacy of the case is in question.
The request to disqualify Willis and Wade came from one of Trump's co-defendants. He alleged the pair improperly benefited from a romantic relationship. Attorneys for other co-defendants supported the move.
I personally feel like the entire office should have been disqualified.
Trump's attorney, in a new statement, said he respects the court's decision but will continue to fight to end this case. While Judge McAfee is allowing it to go forward, he criticized Willis for what he called a tremendous lapse in judgment and, quote, the unprofessional manner of her testimony last month.
It is a lie. It is a lie.
She took the stand to defend herself in the matter, acknowledging a relationship with Wade, but arguing there was no conflict of interest.
And the timing for the Trump trial remains uncertain, but a Trump appeal could push the court date until after November's presidential election. Turning to First Alert weather right now, here's a live look outside. A wind advisory was just lifted for parts of the Bay Area, but it may be a while before the winds start to really die down. Meteorologist Jessica Birch has a look at your weekend forecast.
It has been a breezy morning for us throughout the Bay Area with blue skies above us and daytime highs later this afternoon hitting the 70s throughout most of the Bay Area, with the exception of Half Moon Bay sitting at 67 degrees this afternoon. We're going to continue to see these blue skies over the Santa Clara Valley all throughout this weekend. It's going to be a gorgeous one to get out there and get some fresh air. The pollen count is still relatively in that medium to high category, so take it slow out there if you are sensitive to allergies like I am. But other than that, these blue skies are unmatched. It's a beautiful way as we get closer to the first day of spring, which is right around the corner, actually, next Tuesday. But we have to get through these windy conditions first, and they're still a little stubborn up in the North Bay. Into the 3 o'clock hour, we see winds moving in from the north around 30 miles per hour at max, and then it slowly starts to die down into the evening hours tonight. We're left with clear conditions throughout the evening hours tonight, and that's how we're setting up for tomorrow too, which is perfect timing for any outdoor activities that you have. There's Wings Over Solano happening with the Blue Angels and those blue skies, and of course the St. Patrick's Day Parade right around the corner at Market Street. We're expecting upper 60s tomorrow for our forecast, and sunny conditions lasting all afternoon.
Well, it's a critical time for San Francisco Animal Care and Control, as well as other shelters all around the Bay Area, as they do their best to take on a national problem, overcrowding. They have reached capacity for the number of dogs that they can take in, and a major reason why they are dealing with this challenge, millions of dogs and cats all across the country haven't been spayed or neutered. That delay built up during the pandemic. Our Sean Chitness explains how you can help shelters right now.
It's easy for these faces inside San Francisco Animal Care and Control to steal your heart, but right now they need some extra love.
For overcapacity. So we have animals that are available for adoption. We'd love for people to come and adopt them. But we're also packed full of stray animals and a group we call custody animals.
Virginia Donahue is the executive director of SF Animal Care and Control. She explains that custody animals are those at the shelter because of a family emergency.
Normally, we handle about 500 of those cases a year. Last year, we handled over 800, and this year, we're on track to repeat that number. So that's way, way more animals than we're used to.
That only adds to the increase they're seeing from a drop in spayed and neutered animals. During the pandemic, veterinary care went down and surgeries were delayed. It's not just affecting dogs. They're taking in twice the number of bunnies they would see over 6 months, even more guinea pigs as well. So they're asking anyone thinking of surrendering an animal to check for additional help first.
We're jam full. We have no room. But if you are having difficulty, like, maybe there's some way we can help you and your pet stay together.
And it's worth remembering the animals are here because there was an issue with the people who were taking care of them. Virginia says there's nothing wrong with the animals, and you can take the word of any of her employees who brought at least one of them home.
I don't think you can find anybody in this building who hasn't adopted from her.
That's what makes the job so rewarding and keeps her going even in tough times. Purpose-driven work that can truly have a positive impact on everyone.
You get to help a lot of San Francisco animals. And in conjunction with that, you also end up helping a lot of people.